values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show. We are continuing to have conversations with candidates on both sides of the aisle in all of those statewide races. Now we talk with a Democrat candidate for Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes. He joins us again. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back. Thanks so much for having me. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Looking through your bio and your time in public service, your time in military service, what motivates you to continue to go back to elected office?
Well, we're on the verge of not ever having free and fair elections again if the folks who are continuing to perpetuate the big lie win. And so we can't afford to have those types of people who don't have faith in the American public, who don't have faith in the Republicans and Democrats and independents and libertarians who ran our elections, the people who actually did the work. We can't let the faithless win. And I've spent too much time and energy and seen too many other people even give their lives for this democracy. So we've got to protect it.
All right. In fairness, within the last week, Hillary Clinton has said we will never know the truth about 2016. So it's both sides of the aisle that have people that doubt our elections at times.
Well, in fairness, there hasn't been an organized effort by the political left to completely overtake all of elections and doing it in public. Look, the folks who are adherents to the big lie are spending literally millions of dollars to train people to harass voters at polling places. Unfortunately, the political left can't organize itself well enough to fight hard against that. The folks on the extremist big lie political right sent armed people to stop the Constitution from happening, because not because Andy Biggs lost, not because Paul Gosar lost, not because Debbie Lesko lost, but somehow they all kept getting elected. But the election was completely corrupt. Just right there, that hypocrisy and promoting it and getting it to the place where people are leaving because of violent threats against them. You can whataboutism a little bit, I think. That's not unreasonable. But the reality is the vast majority of the big lie election denial and democracy denial is coming from a chunk of the extremist right wing. Not all Republicans, let's be fair. But those folks are they don't want democracy to continue in America.
And the only reason why I push back a little bit, because I want to talk about your campaign, the only reason why I push back a little bit is because we've seen the same kind of violent behavior and the same kind of extremist behavior in light of what happened in the Supreme Court decision with Roe v. Wade on the other side of the political aisle. A lot of that violence right here in Arizona. And my goal, anyway, is to end that extremist behavior in all counts, and let's get back to reasonable debate on things. If there's election integrity, let's get back to your race. If there's legitimate
election... I 100% agree with you, but let's be really clear, okay? For the first time in 50 years, American citizens have had a fundamental right stripped away from them. For the first time in the history of our nation, they've had a fundamental right stripped away from them. And look, I get it. Some of those folks in the state Senate want to pretend like what happened was an insurrection, but it was not organized by the president of the United States. They were not armed. And yeah, they kicked in a door. And I condemn all violence when it comes to what should be peaceful political protest. I'll say it right here on this show. But you cannot equivocate the two. That is an impossible stretch of logic.
All right. And this is where we're going to end up getting into a debate about something that's not your campaign, because those people were trying to break into the state Senate to stop the state Senate business, just like the people on January 6th broke into the U.S. Capitol with the attempt to stop the certification of the election. Two different issues. But they were not successful. Just because they weren't successful in getting in and stopping the Senate didn't mean that's not what they were trying to do.
I will 100% push back, because there was no sitting president of the United States who had just lost an election here. We did not have coordinated direction from folks from inside of the chamber as we did on January 6th. Moreover, I think that what you generally see here is there was a lack of people dying. There was a significant lack of people dying. Yes, people kicking in doors, I get it. But the peaceful transfer of power was not at stake here. This was not an attempted coup to have one person installed as against the Constitution of the United States. It was a protest that, granted, got out of hand. I will give that to you. I will concede to you. Maybe there was an overreaction on the side of law enforcement as well as a small few of the protesters. But to equivocate these two is patently unfair. Theoretically, you might be able to make that stretch, but man, okay, that rubber band is going to break on you.
Well, and I'm and this is where I hate doing this, because this time for you is supposed to be about your campaign, but you're the one that's equivocating and making excuses for bad behavior, and I'm not. I denounced January 6th.
Well, hold on a second. No, I'm not making excuses for the bad behavior.
You started off
a second ago. I told you a second ago. I condemn that type of violence.
But you started off
that ought to be a peaceful protest. And the bottom line is this: my campaign is about the truth, and it's about calling what is real, real. And let's look at my campaign. Let's look at the election that I ran in 2020. You didn't see me complaining and moaning about my very, very, very narrow loss in 2020. I stood up with integrity and honor, and I said the votes that were counted, and I conceded my election immediately when it became impossible for me statistically to win.
Yeah, moreover, and you deserve credit for that.
I did not perpetuate a lie against the vote of the American public. That's the kind of integrity that we don't see in a lot of folks who are continuing to grift on the big lie, take money from people for these alleged fights against election problems. And look, Arizona's voters and America's voters are sick and tired of all of the nonsensical BS that we've heard from just a few folks. I worked hand in glove with the Republican Board of Supervisors, who has pushed back mightily against the big lie. I worked closely with the incoming county recorder, Stephen Richer, who is now running, I think, a pretty good ship in what used to be my office. So, I'm not going to allow the kind of false equivalence that some people are promoting. I just, on your show minutes ago, condemned that violence. But I have yet to hear some people who are saying, oh, it was just a tourist walk on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Nothing bad happened. They weren't armed. There was no organization. I have yet to hear any of them come forward with the same kind of integrity. When that happens, then we can move on to other issues.
And that's where, first of all, as I was trying to say, you deserve a lot of credit for the way you handled your loss in 2020, because I give you a lot of credit. You ran the election. You defended the election, which meant you had to defend the fact that you lost that race. And I commend you for that. And I think we talked about this before. The only reason why this devolved into kind of a debate between you and I on this issue is because I have been on. I just did a hit on CNN with Clint Hickman this week in saying that the violence and the rancor and this vitriol has got to stop. If we continue to pay attention to the extremists on both sides, nothing ever gets done, which is why I think we need to have some reason and listen and have conversations about elections to make sure they're free and fair without the extremists on either side ruining the debate.
100% I agree. And I think the actions of myself as an elected official, as the county recorder, speak way louder than any of the words in any of the debates. Listen, we saw 500,000 more voters added to Maricopa County's voter registration rolls during my term of office. That means we have more American voices in our elections. That's a good thing. We saw 600,000 more votes cast between 2016 and 2020, which was a very good thing because we have a better view of what American voters think. That's a good thing. All of the programs that we started here in Maricopa County, and I'd like to take statewide, like vote centers where anyone can vote anywhere, like the ballot tracking system where you literally get an electronic receipt for having voted by mail. That's something that hundreds of thousands of Maricopa County voters enjoy. All Arizona voters should have that. Now, I'm the only candidate in this race that's a veteran of the Marine Corps, an attorney, and CIRA certified. I'm the only candidate in this race on either side of the aisle who has actually had hands-on experience running elections, including all of the logistics, all the security, all of the purchasing and boring stuff that happens years ahead of time. That is the stuff of this candidate right now. And I think that when we're looking at merit, when we're looking at skill set, when we're looking at experience, moreover, when we're looking at electability, there's hardly anybody in this race who can measure up, certainly not on the Democratic side of the aisle. And I'm ready for the fight come November, because we're going to be fighting against the big lie, not just whatever Republican comes out of that primary.
And I got it. That's exactly the issues I wanted to get to. I wanted to get your stance on all those issues, and I'm glad you got them in. If people want to learn more about your campaign, where do they find you?
They can go to electfontes.com. That's electfontes. It's F-O-N-T-E-S. And I'm absolutely certain that the folks in Bullhead, Lake Havasu City, and Quartzsite, who I visited with yesterday on my Arizona side of the Colorado River run, appreciated the fact that I was out there. This is a statewide campaign. In fact, we're going to Kayenta and Chinle next week on the day that ballots drop, because our indigenous Americans were here first, and they deserve to be visited on the first day of ballots being in hand. I really appreciate the chance to chat with folks. Again, it's electfontes.com, and this old Marine is ready to fight for Arizona's voters.
All right, I look forward to having you back. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime. Thanks so much for the little heat there. That's a lot of fun.
It was fun. Thanks, Adrian. I appreciate it. That's Adrian Fontes. He is running for Secretary of State on the Democrat side.